Marty Rubin once said, "Blind obedience to authority is the real root of all evil." Keep this in mind as I discuss today Canada's decision to order three Chinese companies to exit lithium mining. My name is Dr. David Waterloo, and you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict. Let's dive in.
Canada has already taken steps in recent weeks to limit China's involvement in key industries in this
Ottawa
country.
Has ordered three Chinese groups to sell their shares in Canadian key resource enterprises.
Canada ordered the three Chinese companies yesterday to divest their investments in Canadian critical minerals, citing national security. Of course, China is not going to sit idle. China, in response, accused Ottawa of using national security as a pretext and said the divestments order broke international commerce and market rules. As countries compete to shore up reserves of materials needed for transition to a cleaner energy, the news pushed down the Chinese companies' shares on Thursday. Although they said the stock exchange filings, they did not expect a major impact on their performance. Yeah, you will be the judge of that. The three companies that is were ordered to divest their investments are, and the three companies are, one is Sinomin, which is in Hong Kong, a rare material resources LTB. The second company is, I hope I pronounce it correctly, Jiangxi Lithium International LTD, which is also headquartered in Hong Kong. And the third one is Jiangxi Mining Investment in Jiangsu LTD. Once again, my apologies if I mispronounced the correct pronunciation for those names of those companies. The Canadian government ordered the divestments after so-called rigorous scrutiny of foreign firms by Canadian national security and intelligence community. And this is what industry minister François-Philippe Champagne said in a statement. And he added, and I quote here, "While Canada contributes to welcome foreign direct investments, we will act decisively when investments threaten our national security and our critical mineral supply chains, both at home and abroad." End of quote. Yeah, right. Didn't we hear the same argument before about 5G? I'll let you again be the judge of that. So Canada now is dictating the terms to companies. You know, in this case, Sinomin was asked to sell its investments in Power Metal Corporation. Jiangxi Lithium was asked to divest its investments in Lithium Chile Incorporation. Jiangxi Mining required to exit Ultra Lithium Incorporated. What does this remind you of? Well, personally, this reminds me of the case of Meng Wanzhou, also known as Sabrina Meng or Kathy Meng, you know, who was apprehended in Vancouver on December 1st while on a transit to Latin America. So, and for those who do not know Meng Wanzhou, in addition to her role as the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer of Huawei, Meng serves as the Deputy Chairwoman of Huawei Board. She is, of course, the daughter of Huawei founder Ren Zhengfei. Once again, my apologies if I mispronounced the name. Yeah. And we all know by now that it was a leaked document from the White House ordering Canada to detain her. So here is what the Chinese government find unreasonable about what Canada is doing. So the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said in a statement that the Canadian government was using national security as a pretext to block normal cooperation between Chinese and Canadian companies and was damaging a global supply chain. He added that China urges Canada to stop the unreasonably targeting Chinese companies in Canada and provide them with a fair, impartial, and non-discriminatory business environment. Zhao also added that Beijing will resolutely defend the legitimate rights and interests of the Chinese companies. Well, what's interesting about all this development is that if there are any usually tensions like this, the prices on the stock market or of the commodity either goes up or go down. In this case, it goes down. Spot lithium prices have risen by more than 200% in the last year, which was driven, of course, by a supply constraint that are expected to endure. Restart Energy Company, for example, forecasted a primary lithium mineral supply to be about 8.5% short of the total lithium demand by 2025, compared with about 10% short of the same demand this year. So that tells you just right there where things are. The latest attitude from Ottawa underscores the global competition of critical battery minerals in light of projected EVs, which is electric vehicles, battery demand as it is booming. So, and this is what Rystad Energy said of Canada's decision. So, but there's one thing you need to know, that those things do not happen in a vacuum. What am I referring to here? I'm referring to February 23rd, 2022, a few months ago, when three U.S. lawmakers blasted Canada for its so-called complicit approval that allowed the sale of a Toronto-listed lithium mining company to a Chinese state-owned firm. And those three U.S. lawmakers were urging Biden administration official to investigate the acquisition. Who are we to go in and investigate in Canada? Isn't Canada a sovereign state? So the share prices of the, in this case, of those three companies like Sinomin Resources fell about 7.8% or to 86.74 yuan, which is the equivalency of $11.86 on Thursday, which was just yesterday. While Shenzhen shares prices fell by as much as 4%, but closed at about 0.7% higher at a 45.65 yuan. Zhangzi mining shares price slid 3.7% during the day before edging 1.1% up to close at 28.96 yuan. And what exactly happened last week? Well, Ottawa said it must build a resilient critical mineral supply chain with the like-minded partners as it outlined rules meant to protect the country's critical mineral sectors from foreign state-owned companies. You all can read between the lines, right? Earlier this year, countries that includes Britain, Canada, and the United States established a partnership aimed at securing the supply of critical minerals as global demand for them rises. As demand for the lithium continues to rise, which countries will provide the lithium the world requires? I am going to give you a list here of the top producing countries in the world when it comes down to lithium, according to the U.S. survey. Here is the list of the top producing countries in lithium. Number one, Australia, mining production of 55,000 metric tons. Number two is Chile with 26,000, Number three is China with 14,000 metric tons. Number four is Argentina with 6,200 metric tons. Brazil comes number five at 1,500 metric tons. Zimbabwe comes at number six with 1,200 metric tons. Portugal comes at number seven with 900 metric tons. Number eight is the United States, and the mine production is withheld. The U.S., which decided to withhold production numbers to avoid disclosing proprietary company data. I don't know. I'll let you again be the judge of that. So here's the thing. The global lithium market has seen prices moving to a new record high almost daily, and this boosted by limited supply and good demand. This strength is expected to continue this year in 2022 as supply tightens persist and demand for electric vehicles continue to grow. And here is a note for you. According to the International Energy Agency, China controls half of the world's lithium refining capacity and produces three quarters of the lithium ion battery. So China lithium ion battery industry recorded the rapid growth during the first half of 2022. So China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology estimates that revenues for the entire sector have exceeded $70 billion. And we will provide you a link, of course, for all this. Exports of lithium-ion battery products also increased by about 75% year-on-year during this period in the first half of 2022. So here's my conclusion for you. Lithium is plentiful, but concentrated in a few countries. Once demand catches up to the supply, power may very well shift to those lithium-rich countries who hold the key to global electrification. But before, for example, Bolivia or Chile or Argentina can ascend to that, there is a need for a better ways to cooperate in order to extract more lithium and faster. As always, guys, prepare yourself for a changing world order. Till next time. Bye-bye.